ओके, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। सो वंस इन द भूमि दैट इज द अर्थ प्लैनेट देयर वर मेनी डीमंस। सो इट वाज वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर द अर्थ प्लैनेट टू बेयर ऑल द एथ्रोसिटीज डन बाय देम, ऑल द नॉनसेंस डन बाय द डीमंस। सो शी वेंट टू ब्रह्मा जी टू कंप्लेन, आई मीन टू टेल अबाउट ऑल दिस, हाउ द डीमंस आर troubling her. So Brahmaji, they all requested Lord Krishna to appear to remove all the demons from this earth planet. So what happened? Srimati Krishna told Srimati Radharani that you also come along with me. So Srimati Radharani said that if I should come with you, I want the whole Vrindavan Dham to be there. I want Vrindavan Dham should be there, Yamuna river should be there, then this main she wanted is Giriraj Govardhan to be with them, her. Okay, afterwards chant softly mind. Okay, so she said even I want Giriraj Govardhan also with me. So then so then what did Krishna do? From his heart he removed a seed. And that seed was the love of Krishna. That seed he planted in the earth planet. And that seed became into a stone, and then it became into a rock, and then it became into a hill, and then that became into a mountain. This is how Giriraj Govardhan was born, you can say. Then as Krishna said to Srimati Radharani that you come with us, so she said I want Giriraj Govardhan also with us. So he said Giriraj Govardhan is also already there in Vrindavan. Now Giriraj Govardhan in Satyaloka, Giriraj Govardhan was the son of Dronachala mountain in the earth planet. So one day Pulastya Muni, he came near these mountains and he saw all the mountains, you know, they were amazed. Oh, this mountain is so beautiful. Giriraj Govardhan is so beautiful, is amazing. And it was very huge and very big and very wide mountain and very beautiful mountain. So Pulastya Muni, he saw this mountain and he told to Dronachala that you please give me this mountain to my ashram. I stay in Varanasi. I want to take this ashram to my I want to take this mountain to my ashram because there are no nice beautiful mountains there. So Dronachala, he felt very sad. Because why? Because Giriraj Govardhan was his son. It's difficult to separate from your son, no? So he was feeling very bad. So but Govardhan, he had a plan. Because he knew the Lord is going to incarnate in Vrindavan. So he wanted to go over there. So what did Govardhan say? Okay, I'll come with you. Pulastya Muni in Satyaloka, he carried him. Carried Giriraj Govardhan. He said, okay, you carry me, but in one condition. If you put me down at any place, I will not move from there. So Pulastya Muni said, okay. And it was Satyaloka. Due to austerity, so much austerity, he could carry Giriraj Govardhan with him. So he carried Giriraj Govardhan along with him. And the moment, and he was walking, Pulastya Muni was coming walking. So the moment this Vrindavan Dham came, that time what did Giriraj Govardhan do? Because he was Krishna himself. So he caused Pulastya Muni to answer his nature calls. That is, he wanted, he had this urge very fast to pass urine. So he caused it that way. Actually these Munis have very great power. They can control everything. But it was Giriraj Govardhan's plan. He did it such a way that Pulastya Muni had to go. And sometimes when we have to go so fast, that time, you know, our intelligence never works. So he didn't remember what Giriraj Govardhan had told him. So what Pulastya Muni did, he kept Giriraj Govardhan down there and he went to do his activity. So he did his activity and then he took his bath, he did chanted mantras, he did achaman to purify himself. He purified himself, then he came back. Did you understand what I'm saying? All of you. So he came back. Now he tried to lift Giriraj Govardhan. He was not able to lift. Why? Because Giriraj Govardhan had told that if you put me down, I will not move from there. Because it was his plan. Because Krishna will come. At that time, I wanted to do pastimes with Krishna. So now in Pulasya Muni curse Giriraj Govardhan, because you did like this, every day you will decrease in the size of a mustard seed. You know mustard means that rye. In your mother's put in sabji, no, that's small small black seeds. That seed every day your size will reduce. Now in Dwapar Yuga, like how Krishna incarnated in Mathura, then he was doing his pastimes in Vrindavan. So you also had the name Gopal. So Gopal was 7 years old now, and he saw that his father had arranged lots of ingredients, lots of flowers, lots of bhoga, everything, and there was going to be a big puja. So then Gopal asked his father, why are you arranging all these things? So then Nanda Maharaj said that there is a puja, and he was not answering. He thought he's a small boy, what he will understand. Krishna said, you should not hide secrets from your child. So then Nanda Maharaj said, this we are going to do Indra puja. Why? Because Indra gives us rain every year. So every year, all the 6 years Indra, this Gopal was observing this Govardhan puja. So this year he said that you should not, to his father, Father, you should not do this puja for Indra. It's not required. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that you need not do puja for Indra. Why? Because, see, for example, if you take a tree, is it not easy to water the root itself? If you water the root, the water goes to all the branches, all the leaves and everything. So like that, Krishna is like the root of the tree. Like that. And so if you please Krishna, if you chant the names of Krishna, all the names of all the gods, there are so many gods, no? Everyone's name is satisfied. You can't water each and every leaf, no? Now say suppose this tulsi leaf is there, can you water each and every leaf? So difficult. Put it in the root, all the leaves will get your nutrition. The same way, if you pray to Krishna, if you become a devotee of Krishna, everybody is happy. Everyone, Lord Ganesha, Lord Brahma, Parvati, everyone is happy. If you take the names of Krishna, everyone becomes happy. This all is told in Bhagavad Gita. So then Krishna said that you need not do Indra's puja, you do puja of Giriraj Govardhan. Why? Giriraj Govardhan was such a great devotee. You know, he would produce such nice grasses, such fresh and so sweet and so soft grasses. Why? After eating those grasses, the cows would give very nice milk, and that milk would be used for Krishna. So that is why Giriraj Govardhan was giving such nice grasses. And not only that, sometimes if you are a very nice devotee, that you should not do artificially. Sometimes if you are a very nice devotee, when you see Krishna or when you take the names of Krishna, tears come out of your eyes. Only for pure devotees. We should not imitate that. That is not nice. From your heart when it comes. So for Giriraj Govardhan, it was coming in the form of small waterfalls and small this thing. So and the water which was coming out, it was so sweet, because that was the love of Giriraj Govardhan. So that is why Krishna said to his father that you should do puja of Giriraj Govardhan and of the local Brahmanas. So then Nanda Maharaj, they all agreed, because Krishna was saying, so whatever pleases you Krishna. So they got all the things, and Krishna told them how you should do puja for Giriraj Govardhan. You know what he told to make them? He told them to make mountains of rice, different types of mountains of rice. And then he said mountains of kachoris, of samosas, of gulab jamun, of rasgullas, and all the sweets and all the nice fancy items. And then he said you should make lakes of kheer, you should make that item, this item. So Giriraj Govardhan is very huge for lot of kilometers. So from that end to that end, so much prasad was made. Mountains of rice and mountains of all the sweets, and so many sweets were made. From there to, it's a big huge, so many kilometers it was made. Not here, in Vrindavan. Over there, so many mountains of, big huge mountains, not so much was made. So for the pleasure of Giriraj Govardhan. Then Krishna told them how they should do the puja. So they did the puja. Then after the puja, they circumambulated. That is, they did a parikrama around Govardhan Hill. they did the parikrama. And after the parikrama, what did they do? They offered obeisances. Now what happened? Krishna did a wonderful pastime. What did Krishna do? He expanded as Govardhan. Krishna expanded as Govardhan with thousands of arms, thousands of hands. And with all those hands, he started eating everything. He finished all the mountains of rice. He finished all that lakes of kheer and dal. So much dal, so much kheer was there. Everything he ate. Then he finished all the gulab jamun, rasgullas, kachori, samosas, whatever was made. Everything, all from that end to this end, everything he finished. Then in Nandagram, a place which is so many kilometers away from Vrindavan. Over there also some devotees had made some bhoga, knowing that puja is happening in Vrindavan. So Krishna, he reached his arm there in Nandagram. So far it went, his arms. And from there he took all the bhoga and he finished that also. Everything from Nandagram, everything from Vrindavan, everything was over. And still he was not happy. He was still not happy. So what did he say? Anyor. Means what? Give me more. What did he say? Anyor. Say? Anyor. That is, give me more. Give me more. Krishna was not happy with all that food. He was saying, give me more. Give me more. Give me more. Then there was a wise, intelligent Brahmana. What did he do? He bought one tulsi leaf and he kept at the lotus mouth of Krishna. Krishna was satisfied. Giriraj Govardhan ki. So this way Krishna, he ate that tulsi. Now what he did? He gave out all the rice, the samosas, the kachoris, the gulab jamuns, the sweet rice, the kheer, the dal, everything as Mahaprasad. So that everyone should have that prasad, no? So he started giving out everything now from his mouth. Everything formed again, mountain, that rasgullas, and that gulab jamuns, samosas, kachoris, then sweet rice, everything was formed there like that, the same way. It was Mahaprasad because it is coming from Krishna. So then after that, what happened? Krishna said, give this prasad to everyone. Even to the, he said the Brahmana should eat so much till here they should eat. So that they don't have anything, they'll just keep blessing. And then he said, give the dogs, give the ducks, everyone should be fed with lot of sumptuous prasadam. So everyone ate full, lot of prasadam. And then what did, in fact in between, Krishna also offered obeisance to Giriraj Govardhan to show that there is how you should worship Giriraj Govardhan. And after that, all were very happy. After doing Giriraj Puja, everyone was very happy and they all went home very happily. But one person was there who was very jealous of all this. That was Indra. Now Indra thought, they all are listening to this talkative little boy. They are not done puja for me. They all have become very proud. They didn't do puja for me. So what did Indra do? He called the Samvartaka clouds. What clouds? Samvartaka. Samvartaka clouds are clouds of devastation. Means those clouds, they come only when pralaya comes. Pralaya means when everything ends in the day of Brahma. Everything will be covered with water. This whole, this Bombay, everything. Tsunami is nothing before that. Tsunami is just one part of it. But when pralaya comes, well, that is when devastation comes, everything will be covered in water. The whole universe, everything full of water. Not this. That is, so that clouds which give pralaya, that is called Samvartaka clouds. So Indra called the Samvartaka clouds. You go and you destroy Vrindavan. So all the Samvartaka clouds came and there was so much rain. Pillars of rain. Not ordinary. See, few years back in Bombay we had big rain. But that is nothing. That is nothing in front of the rains which fell in Vrindavan. Pillars of rains were falling. So much rain was falling. So everyone was worried. So they all went and took shelter of Krishna. So then what did Krishna do? He said, don't worry, and he went near Govardhan and he took Giriraj Govardhan in this tiny finger. This huge hill. Just see how strong Krishna is. 7-year-old boy. He was carrying this. You know, it takes so many hours to complete the parikrama. It takes almost 8 to 10 hours to 12 hours, according to the way you walk, to just complete one round around Govardhan. Just imagine how big Govardhan is. That huge hill, Krishna carried in his small finger. Like this. And he said, all of you come, come, come. Come all the cows, all the calves. So many cows you know, no? In Vrindavan they were. All the cows, the calves, the cowherd men, the cowherd boys, the gopis, everyone, all the people. He said, come, come, come under Giriraj Govardhan. Giriraj Govardhan is the best umbrella. All of you, come. So they all came under Giriraj Govardhan. Giriraj Govardhan ki.
Yes.
So, now Krishna, he got all of them under Giriraj Govardhan. Now, Giriraj Govardhan, because he was a devotee of Krishna, because Krishna touched him with his finger, he got so much ecstasy. He started expanding more and more. He expanded in all the directions. He expanded everywhere. So this way, he was expanding in all the directions. He was feeling so happy. Krishna is carrying me. So for 7 days, 7 nights, all the people were under the Govardhan. And all were very happy. Why? Because Krishna was there with them. Everyone was looking at Krishna. But some of the friends, you know, they were worried. Oh, Krishna must be tired. So, you know, Madhu Mangala said, oh, Krishna, don't get scared. I will catch Govardhan with the help of the stick. And then Yashoda Mata was saying, she was worried. Oh, Krishna, what is this? What are you doing? All these things. She was worried. You don't take care of your health also. And everyone was worried for Krishna. And all the boys, they were just looking at Krishna. To increase their, bliss, or you can say anxiety or tension, Krishna, holding the Govardhan in his left hand, he took the flute with his right hand and he was blowing the flute. To increase the pleasure of his devotees. So everyone was becoming more, and when you hear Krishna's flute, it is so beautiful, everyone gets attracted. So then this way, for 7 days, 7 nights, Samvartaka clouds could not do anything to the people of Vrindavan. Now they got tired. So they went to Indra. They told to Indra that we are sorry Baba, we cannot do anything. So then what did Indra do? He got more angry. So he started sending cyclones, then hurricanes, tsunamis, tornadoes, everything to blow away Govardhan from the finger of Krishna. So many things he tried, but again he failed. Then Indra realized, oh, I am defeated. He realized that I am defeated. So what did Indra do? He finally came to Krishna. He begged for forgiveness. Then he also begged for forgiveness. And in the meantime, when he was coming, he ordered and the sun came up. It rose. So then, after the sun rises, everything is peaceful. Then Krishna gradually, gently kept Giriraj Govardhan down in that place, and they all went home. Then Indra came, he begged for forgiveness from Krishna, and then even Surabhi cow, the mother of all the cows, as such you can say, Surabhi cow is from spiritual world. She keeps on giving milk, endless. So Surabhi cow came, and she went to Krishna, and she cried over there. She cried and she bathed. She gave a bath to Krishna with her tears. So that place where Surabhi cow bathed Krishna with her tears became Surabhi Kund. It became Surabhi cow, and she told to Krishna, Krishna, you are our Indra. All the cows are going to be destroyed because of Indra, isn't it? But Krishna took care of all the cows. So she cried in front of Krishna and she bathed Krishna with her tears. So this is how Krishna proved how strong he was. That is one of his qualities. So that is one thing. He was also strong when he fought with Arishtasur. Now see, some people, you see, they are very strong. Krishna did not practice weightlifting all these days. So tomorrow I have to lift Govardhan, so let me practice. Like how the weightlifters, they practice for so many months, so many years, no? Just to lift. Oh, they do like that, right? But Krishna, he did not practice for so many days to carry Govardhan. So this is how Krishna did his first time. Giriraj Govardhan ki.
Yes.
This Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. So this was the quality of Krishna being strong.